On Honeyspot, Rossa moves from bossa nova to traditional jazz standards like the self-titled piece, which Rossa says is her favorite.
It captured the essence of what I was going for, which was a very sincere sentiment of love and optimism and hope, and also that very basic primal urge to kiss. So I think that it kind of was, it's a light song. And it just kind of pulled me in.
Then there are those sad standards, like Damn You.
Damn you.
I don't like destructively sad songs. I like, if it's a sad song, it still has to have a purpose that says, you know, it's sad, but at the end of the song, wipe the dust off your hands and keep going. So that's very important to me to present to a listener. And it's honestly, as a writer, very easy to write a song that just is purely sad, which is like, it's hopeless, boo. But for God's sakes, how do you get up the next day when you write a song like that?
Her former voice coach, Charlie Sorrento, says Rossa has come a long way from her high school days as an aspiring folk singer.
You know, she's a very charming woman, and she had a lot of energy, and had lots to say, and she just had so much fire. You know, she was like a wild racehorse, and I felt like I had to kind of like tame her a little bit to get her to listen at first. But then as time went by, she started to see results and started to understand the logic of singing, and she started to progress. And you know, it initially was about folk music, but that went bye-bye, and it became folk music, more about the folks from, she has a lot of Latin heritage, and she loves the bossa nova and samba and those things, but she also is kind of harkens back to what they used to call a chanteuse, you know. She dresses very well, and without even trying to be, I think she comes across as a very sultry performer.
His favorite song on her new CD is the bolero Bésame Mucho.
The minute I heard Bésame Mucho, I was sold. I said, okay, she knows what she's supposed to do now. Bye-bye. Fly. And she's going to. She's going to. When was the last time you were moved that way?
Today, Rossa lives in New York City, but she says no matter what she sings, she's still a New England girl at heart.
Well, I live in New York now, but I love coming back here. And I'd say the number one reason why is it's still home. There will never be another home. There will be lots of places that I live, but this is my home. And I definitely, you know, I would like to see myself successful because I would like to come back here. I don't want to... wherever I live, I want a home in this place. This is home base. This is where my family is. This is where my old friends are. This is where I come for every major holiday. So it's a very meaningful place for me. And it has that bit of magic that I think home always possesses for people.
For the Boston Globe, this is Russell Contreras in Cambridge.